We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's a brave new world we're living in because New York City has become a Met town. It may not last 24 hours, it may not last a couple hours, but right now, in the moment, as you return to work and return to your normal lives after Thanksgiving weekend, Steve Cohen showed the baseball world what happens when he gets ticked off. Okay, Steve and Matz, you want to lie to me and turn your back on me? We'll go out there and sign four guys, spend $250 million, and let the world know I have my money. I'm willing to spend it. If you're a Met fan, today is a great day as Max Scherzer becomes a New York Met. Good afternoon, Evan. Congratulations. How are you today, buddy boy?
How do you think I'm doing?
He's been peacocking around for the last 2 hours. For the last 2 hours,
it's
peacocking.
It's just the same old Met. Who's laughing now?
Listen, I wouldn't get cocky, but enjoy the moment.
Cocky. No. I'm not cocky. But this has been a fantasy going back to July. You remember when the fantasy started? The fantasy started with, hey, why not call the Nationals about Max Scherzer? But Evan, they won't trade him to you. But Evan, Max doesn't want anything to do with the New York Mets. Well, everybody's got a price. And this is what the Yankees did so brilliantly for so long. CC Sabathia didn't want to pitch in New York, but they gave him no choice. Carlos Beltran didn't want to come to New York. But back then, Omar Minaya and the Wilpons, I give him credit, they left them no choice. Max Scherzer was given no choice.
3 years, $130 million, he gets an opt-out, all
this
good.
This is the beautiful money that we all fantasized about.
Yeah.
This is what we were dreaming about, where nobody was off limits. Nobody was off limits. And for some reason, Max Scherzer felt off limits. We were told he is off limits.
He doesn't want to come to New York.
Well, guess what? When you've got more money than anybody else, you can dream about anything. And today, as Met fans, I know they gave Lindor $300 million. I understand. Today, the beautiful, sexy money has arrived. And I don't want to hear, oh, he's 37, 38, he's 39, he's a whatever. It's only money. That's the point. That's the point.
Today's a great, listen, there's no way to slice it. If you're a diehard Met fan, today's the day you've waited for since Steve Cohen signed the dotted line to buy the Mets from the Wilpons. Nobody's out of reach. And it also showed you what kind of guy Steve Cohen is. He played nice with the other owners until it was time to not play nice. Every team out there that said that their executive wasn't allowed to talk to the New York Mets, every agent, whether it's just the one Martin, that turned their back on a deal that they thought they had agreed to, just got sent a message. I'm not effing around. Now, we could talk about the other three guys they signed over the weekend as well. Starling Marte, of course, the big acquisition there. You have a starting center fielder now. But Steve Cohen flexed his wallet. And that's what you guys have been hoping for since he bought the team. Today will go down, November 29th, 2021, as a Mount Rushmore moment in the history of the Met franchise for a number of reasons. You get a great pitcher, not a good pitcher. You get a great pitcher. Your owner shows every agent out there, you got to come talk to me before you sign anywhere else. And to all the other owners that welcomed Steve Cohen with a sloppy dead fish handshake and said, you're not going to go out there and outspend us in year one, and then we're going to screw you along the way as you try to hire an executive to run your franchise? Okay, I'm your Huckleberry. Game on, bitches. The New York Mets came to play. And if you believe the insiders out there, they're not done.
I know.
Most people believe Javi Baez is going to come back as well. So the New York Mets for next year, assuming there is a next year, when they figure out all the arguments that are going to start December 2nd with the work stoppage slash lockout, however you want to position it, the New York Mets just announced to the world, you have to come beat us. We are coming to play with a full cupboard of talent. You have to come beat the New York Mets. And I just think it is a great, you know what it is? In the last 24 hours, the Jets won a football game. The Giants won a football game. The Mets got Scherzer. You want to go over the last 4 days? They got three other players, too. We'll crack that down in a second. New York is back. And we're back courtesy of the New York Mets. I never thought I'd say that. I thought the Yankees by now would have Correa signed. Maybe go out there and get somebody else I wasn't thinking of.
What are they doing, by the way?
Nothing. Right now, the Yankees, I don't think they have a prospect.
And does this affect
them? Signing somebody.
Does this affect them?
It doesn't.
If George was around, we know what would have happened. I mean, we could speculate, but
Correa would have been signed a minute after they got the Mets announced the deal for Scherzer.
There would have been a response, because I think one thing that's also going on, and obviously today is a Met day, is that the Yankee fan is kind of looking up saying, wait a second, what about us?
You know how many tweets I got today of Brian Cashman sleeping on the street from the Covenant House a week and a half ago?
Yes.
He's not still on the street. He's not sleeping. But I don't know what the Yankees are doing, nor should you care what the Yankees are doing. If you're a Met fan, today's like New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Today is a celebration.
Because this was, in a lot of ways, and I understand, baseball's a risky game. All right, Max Scherzer is going to be 38 on July 27th. You never know when he's going to lose it. All right, you never know. And I get that, and I understand that the risks that are involved, but I want to make this clear for anyone who's concerned about risks. The only thing the New York Mets risked today was money. That's it.
Right.
They didn't risk by giving up a compensatory first-round pick. They didn't do that. They didn't risk it by trading top prospects who can come back and bite them a few years. They didn't do that. What they risk, what Steve Cohen has risked over the last 72 hours, is money. And when you've got a lot of money, Craig, if you fail with a bad money investment, you can go make another one. So instead of thinking about how this can backfire, why don't you think that way? People in the back of their minds always think of that.
No one's thinking that.
I want to think about the possibility.
Nobody's thinking negatively. Why would you bring negativity into this?
Because I've already seen a little bit of it.
The Twitter's not the real world, dude.
Tom Izzo, when I went into your office, to peacock a little bit.
Stop.
Dude, I want to think about the negativity.
You're unbelievable to me.
I'm not negative.
You just got the signing of your lifetime. And you're bringing up the possibility of other people viewing it negatively?
Listen.
You tell them to deflect this.
I'm not negative.
You're impossible. I'm mad at you now.
Calm down over there.
No. Hold on a second. I'm not calming down. And here's why.
Why?
Because for the last 2 hours, you're peacocking around
here. I'm still peacocking.
Singing the Met song. We opened the show with the Met song.
Yeah.
You put on that stupid Met shirt.
It's beautiful.
Which is not the shirt you wore to work today.
LGM.
To celebrate.
Yeah, that's right.
Today's a great day in your franchise's history.
Correct.
As a fan, you have not had a lot of these off-season moments.
Correct.
You've had some, not a lot.
Okay, so what's
wrong? And you're reacting to one or two a-holes on Twitter?
Well, I've got to.
Oh, my God,
I've got to calm anyone down who's concerned about
Concerned about it? Tell me one person that's concerned about Max Scherzer's age.
What, are you new around here?
No.
What, do you think everyone universally always is pom-pom
Don't
waving?
Worry about those people. You went out there and got a guy that you thought was ungettable.
Yes.
And prior to Steve Cohen buying the team. Let's be honest. He was ungettable.
Of course, it wouldn't have even been talked about.
Right. Enjoy it. I'm not going to allow you to not. I'm going to enjoy it with you.
You're actually not allowed to enjoy it with us.
Come on, man.
Same old Mets. Mr. Freaking Out About Cohen's Tweet About Steven Matz. You, of all people, don't get to enjoy this moment with us.
Then you better enjoy it.
I am. This is for Met fans. And what I want you to fantasize about is that Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer are the two best pitchers in baseball.
Well, assuming DeGrom's healthy.
Okay, fight me on that.
No, there's no fight on
that. They are the two best pitchers in baseball. Period. They are. It's not Robbie Ray. It's not your boy, Mr. Lay. I got to sculpt the baseball if I'm any good. The two best pitchers in baseball are in the same freaking rotation. This could be Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling brought back together. And as I tweeted earlier, age-wise, it's basically the same thing as 2001. So they have brought in the only guy who even can come close to Jacob DeGrom. They brought in Jacob DeGrom insurance. Let's
now,
be honest.
If you want to find negative, I'll tell you the one negative thing. It's who's taking credit for the deal. And again, this is such a weak side story, but what I do have to bring up.
Are you talking about me because I tweeted at Max a few days ago, don't be afraid of New York?
No.
I'll take credit for the deal.
You get no credit for the deal.
Come on.
Because someone actually wants, that's fascinating to me. As the Mets get all the credit in the world for this, you're getting a deal done with the hardest agent in the world to get a deal done with in Scott Boras, and a guy that we were told had wanted no part of New York. They got a deal done. So they get all the credit. And today's the day you sit back and enjoy, and you gloat, and you enjoy the moment for what it is. But guess who's trying to take credit for it? It's beyond the
Someone is trying to take credit for
it. Well, two people, really. But they're in unison.
Steven Matz's agent?
No. Although Steven Matz's agent should tell Met fans, you're welcome. The St. Louis Cardinals, you're welcome. Yeah. No. Rachel Luba and Trevor Bauer
are
no joke trying to take credit for this.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, and they both tweeted out there, good, nice to see how we set the table for deals like this.
Are they serious?
I am not kidding
you. Max Scherzer's 37 years old.
Bauer strive to create this exact deal for players.
Oh, shut up.
Shorter deals with higher AAV for top market guys.
Hold on a second. Trevor and Rachel, I want you to listen carefully. Max Scherzer's great. He's actually coming off, statistically, you could argue, the best year of his career, right? So he's great. He's at the top of his game. He can't get a 9-year contract. He's 37.
Yeah.
They didn't follow your framework.
Oh, that's what they think.
Insane.
They're both taking credit
Trevor,
for it.
Delete your account.
Yeah, anyway. You're a diehard Met fan. By all means, today's a great day for you. Celebrate it. Enjoy it. Own it. Gloat about it. I'd love to. Where were you? Like, when you first got wind, beyond just like the dopey insiders who never get anything right, when it became clear that this was more than just, hey, the Mets have an interest in Scherzer.
Well, let's clarify. When do you think, because this all really started yesterday and yesterday night, and the craziness was off the charts on social media last night. But a lot of us, and I'll admit this, Craig, a lot of us felt like we were being used. Like Max Scherzer really never had an interest in New York. So when you ask, when did you get wind of this? There's a difference between, when did you really believe it was going to happen?
Yeah.
And when did you start to get yourself thinking, well, maybe it could happen? Because there's a difference. Because last night when I finally went to bed, and I didn't go to bed till 2 a.m. because all I'm doing is sitting there refreshing Twitter trying to get updates. I went to bed thinking, we have a shot, but I think he's using us. That was my feeling.
And that's Bauer related.
Yeah, it's Bauer related. It's also the idea of, he doesn't want to come here. He doesn't want New York. I've seen this before. It's happened in the Yankees, too, where New York is used. I never realized they were going to get him until I finally saw it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Because all morning, I'm still thinking he's going to screw us. All morning, I'm thinking he's using us. And then at the last second, the Angels and the Dodgers are going to make a monster offer that's reasonably close. And even though he's a union guy, it's going to be close enough for Max Scherzer to take the Angels or the Dodgers. So for me, I didn't have the optimism, Craig, until I saw done deal. And then the peacocking began.
You've ever listened. Today's your day. Yankee fans are sitting back now saying, hey, what are we doing? Are we going to do anything? Are we sitting there? Are we looking at goose eggs for the offseason? Are we awake? Do we care? Are we going to let the Mets just come in and, you know, go get everybody they want? We're going to get nobody? It'll be interesting if the Yankees do react to it. I'm sure the Yankees don't care what the Mets do. But at the same time, you know, the Mets just became the highest payroll in baseball, most likely for this upcoming season. And they showed you that there is nobody available that they now can't get. They are in the running for everybody. Their projected payroll already is about $265 million. They may get close to 300 by the time it's all said and done. But they just announced to baseball, we are here to play. If you don't like it, too bad. So turn your backs on us. Don't let us talk to your executives that we want to hire. You know, lie to us about getting deals done. We are here, and we are not going to rest. We're not going to just sit back, let everybody kick dirt on us like the losers we used to be. We are now going to be aggressive. And if Steven Matz's agent lies to us or, you know, goes and does a deal behind our back, we can tolerate that because we'll pivot. And we'll pivot to something bigger and better. Because I'll tell you something right now. If, in my opinion, Syndergaard, Gausman, who apparently turned down $120, took less to go to Toronto. Syndergaard, Gausman, Matz. Am I missing somebody?
No.
Three guys who the Mets wanted very badly, made offers to. All three of those guys turned their backs on the Mets. So the Mets went out and got the best pitcher you could get.
What's funny about that, Craig, is that to me, when I was listing the guys I preferred, Matz is a clear number one. So if Kevin Gausman didn't turn down the Met offer and he took a little bit less to go to Toronto, what would have happened? Did the Mets disagree with the assessment that Max Scherzer should be your number one target when it comes to starting pitchers?
Meaning, do you think they were going to get both of them?
Well,
it just seems very convenient that those three guys walked away,
their decision.
So you're talking about, not that the Mets were ever going to give Matz the 44, but just for the sake of the value of it, $44 million Matz got. $110 million Gausman got. They offered $120 million.
And the qualifying offer to Syndergaard.
And they just called $19 million to Syndergaard. They all said no. So the Mets said, well, we got the money. We're not going to sit on our wallet. We're going to spend that
money. What's exciting about the Gausman-Scherzer thing, less Syndergaard and Matz, because I think if they sign Matz, maybe they're less interested in a guy like Gausman, is that there's no limit to this payroll. Like you just mentioned, their payroll is projected right now to be about $260, $265. Who's to say it's not going to be 290 or 300 or 310. Like, I can't rule out Javier Baez or Chris Bryant. I can't even rule out keeping Marcus Stroman at this point.
Well, Stroman is making it very easy for the Mets to walk away. He's called everyone in the organization a racist.
Listen, I understand that, but
That's a tough one to swallow.
But the Mets would still prefer to add another starting pitcher. Marcus Stroman is the best guy out there.
I agree. Stroman's made it very difficult for the Mets to bring him back, and he's made, I think, some really bad mistakes on social media. One, liking an offensive anti-Italian tweet that he can't walk himself away from.
Well, he claims that was Photoshop, Craig.
He can't walk away from that because he did it. Number two, he's basically accused everyone in the world of being a racist. Number three, he came out and said that the Mets don't want him back, and he's good with that because he'll get more money elsewhere. So Marcus Stroman has made himself, and I don't know why because it's shooting yourself in the foot, but he's almost taking the Mets off the table as a bidder.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We have breaking news.
Oh, no.
That's why I don't go to commercials when you ask me to. Here we go. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yankee fans, are you ready?
It's good news or bad news?
Are you ready, Yankee fans?
Oh, it's Yankees? Good or news? Good or bad?
Well, I'm going to give it to you. If you are a Yankee fan, this is news, my friends.
I can't wait.
That you are going to want to hear. Are you ready?
Yes.
This just in, this is, as we like to say here, a breaking news. Which means...
Breaking news.
Free agent signing?
Yes.
It's a... Hold on. I swear to God, I have no idea. One of the shortstops signed.
Yes.
Did one of those shortstops sign with the New York Yankees?
10-year deal.
Corey Seager?
$325 million.
Wow. Corey Seager?
Corey Seager.
Let me guess.
Has signed a contract.
Is it the New York Yankees?
10 years, $325, Evan.
Is it the New York Yankees?
It is not. The New York Yankees.
Is it the L.A. Dodgers?
The Texas Rangers.
Wow.
Just signed Corey Seager to a 10-year deal for $325 million.
One off the board.
Courtesy of Jeff Passan.
So the Texas Rangers have signed Marcus Semien, 7 years, 177. Sorry, Marcus, you're not playing shortstop. And now they've added Corey Seager.
Makes sense, right?
Because Semien can play second.
That's exactly where he's going to play.
Wow. Isn't this fun, Craig? Look at all these signings.
You having fun, Big Mac?
Yeah, it's a blast.
they should do
something to make this happen every year.
This was the guy the Yankees needed to target. I said that to you at the beginning of this offseason, and I understand if you're on Team Correa, I was on Team Seager. I think Big Mac was on Team Seager, too. So now I ask you the question, as the president of the Yankee fan club, as the only true Yankee fan on this radio station, even more so than Big Mac.
That's right.
I ask you, Craig.
That's right.
Are you pissed off or not?
Not even a little bit.
Why?
Because I still know I'm going to get a shortstop.
Did you not prefer Corey Seager?
I always wanted Correa.
Okay, so Correa is your number one guy.
Correa is my guy. Baez becomes my number two.
What about Trevor Story? You don't trust him?
Oh, yeah, Trevor Story. He's up there, too. Yeah, that's right. I forgot he didn't sign.
Yeah. 10 years, 325.
Yeah. Memo to Brian Cashman.
Yeah, now it's time to wake up.
Now it's time to wake up.
Yeah.
Now it's time to stop dicking around and get to work.
They're not spending.
Let's go.
The problem is, Craig, I don't think they're spending $300 million.
Well, we're going to find out.
Between Stanton, Cole, and paying Judge soon, I don't think they want to be in this area of giving out $300 million deals. And here's the problem. We saw what Lindor got. We saw what a 33-year-old Marcus Semien got. We just saw what Corey Seager got.
Yeah.
If you want an elite-level shortstop, what do you think you're paying?
I mean, Correa's going to get over $300 million.
Of course he is.
Well, there's not a lot of teams left to pay him that, but
there's enough.
And the other thing is, for me now, I know Semien second short, but he was kind of listed in that group. Two of those guys went to one team.
Right.
So if it was any...
$500 million.
Right, so, but I'm just saying, if there was like a plethora of teams in that market... Only that team took two of the guys optional for a big-time shortstop.
What's the Semien got? $170 million, right?
$177 million for 7 years.
So they just gave their middle infield, assuming he plays second base, $500 million.
Yeah. Right.
They have a $500 million double play.
You were hoping those two guys would eliminate two teams looking for shortstops. Right. They only eliminated one team looking for a shortstop.
Yeah. Yeah, good point, good point. This isn't fun at all.
No, I hate this.
You're funny. Hey, listen, we get Correa, we're right back
in business. Of course, yeah. I mean,
but
listen,
are you confident they are?
No, now I'm not.
Oh, so now you're not. So 10 minutes ago when I asked you.
I think they're going to get, I'm kidding. I think they're going to get either of them a story. I think they're waiting for story on a 2-year deal.
Let's be honest. They're not interested in Javier Baez, and I think Javier Baez is going to sign today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like I told you earlier, Seager's going to sign. You said,
I do not think Baez is going to be a Met.
I actually agree with you on that, too. But that's besides the point. Focusing on the Yankees. Seager's gone. Baez is not on your radar. You're talking about Correa, and you're talking about Story. I think your only hope is that Trevor Story has to sign a short-term, I need to prove it outside of Coors Field kind of contract. And I don't even think he needs to. I mean, if Marcus Semien's getting 7 years, 177, why wouldn't Trevor Story get 10 years, 280?
Yeah.
Or 10 years, 300? But I don't think they want to shop in that aisle right now. I'm sorry, and I think it's because of this contract they gave Stanton.
How about the Texas Rangers outspending the New York Yankees? Not to say it's tit for tat or compare stuff to the Joneses.
In this offseason.
But they got two guys the Yankees had to at least consider.
Right.
Right? But they looked at both of them.
But, Craig, it's in this offseason. Like, the Yankees are going to have a huge payroll. Let's not forget that.
Where did the Texas Rangers get their money from? What is that?
Oh, maybe they gave A-Rod $252 million.
Yeah, they just spent $500 million on two dudes.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a middle of an infield.
Yeah, sure is. Well, listen.
And they lost 100 games last year. I mean, let's not forget that. Yeah. Like, are they really even going to be that good? Like, even if they go ahead, Clayton Kershaw, like, their rotation still isn't great.
You know, they now got no hit by Corey Kluber.
They got no hit by Corey Kluber.
You know,
right?
You know what the big question now is?
What?
If whatever the Yankees do they do it by Thursday?
No.
Or do the Yankees now just sit back and wait for this thing to
get to
February, March?
That I'm very, very confident in. I
100%.
Doubt very much they do anything before the lockout.
And you know what
they've hung to this plan
and what makes
to wait.
That tough, because I use this about the Mets, and I think it applies to the Yankees. Now you're going to have months to sit on this. Months of what are we going to do? Like, the Met fan goes into the lockout feeling like, all right, I'm good. We'll see what happens, but I'm good, no matter what they do for the rest of the offseason. If the Yankees don't make a significant move in the next 48 hours, and I agree, I would be very surprised if they do. Craig, now you got to sit on this for 2-3 months.
By the way, I'm getting reports that there's been some audio issues with SNY and with the app today. I mean, we are just killing it technically. our technological department is like money. It's never a problem, Evan. It's always good.
We got another baseball trade to announce, and this affects the Yankees in a much more minor way. Jacob Stallings, a guy we mentioned as a Yankee target, as a good defensive catcher, according to Ken Rosenthal, is about to be traded to the Miami Marlins. So he'd be out as far as, and that also affects the Yankees because there was a thought the Yankees could trade Gary Sanchez to Miami. It looks like Miami's filling their catching need with Jacob Stallings of the Pirates.
All right, 877-337-6666. More of your calls and reactions. Seager's off the table. The Mets get Max Scherzer, and the Yankees are awake, we think, aware of what's going on, maybe, or content just being the New York Yankees. I don't know.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
By the way, it's been confirmed that Evan went to American Whiskey.
That's the place.
With his brother-in-law.
American Whiskey.
Out of all the things to get there, you didn't get the burger, you didn't get the braised short rib tacos, you didn't get the beer brine chicken that they're famous for, you got the $10 nachos and the $14 grilled cheese.
Well, there were a few other things, I just can't remember what it was. We got four appetizers plus the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
I just can't remember what the rest of it was.
But you didn't go big, is what we're hearing.
Food-wise?
Yeah, you didn't go, hey, I'm going to treat. My brother-in-law's in town from downtown.
It had nothing to do with that. He didn't want to eat that big. I wanted to go to Nick and Steph's, like you suggested, and go to a steakhouse, but we were more in the mood.
Cauliflower, the smoked wings.
Listen, he got what
meatballs.
He wanted. I don't order for other people.
I'm just asking.
Giving you the answer.
Just asking is all I'm doing is asking.
I was in the mood for a big steakhouse, but I think it was more, hey, let's just go low-key.
Could have gotten the dollar oysters, had a couple dozen of them, but no.
Were you there?
No. Well, no.
I'm
but
glad.
I've been sent your bill.
You don't have my bill.
I have it now.
I'm telling you, I got three other appetizers. I just can't remember what it was.
I'm looking at what you had.
How do you know what I got?
Someone that works there just sent it to me.
No way.
Okay, no
then
way.
Then read them off. What were the appetizers?
You had guacamole.
Nachos. I don't think we had guacamole.
That's what it says here.
That's incorrect. Nachos, yes. What else?
You had the nachos.
Yep.
Waffle fries.
No waffle fries. Wrong again.
Yeah, that's what it says here.
It's wrong.
Hot chicken sandwich. You did
definitely
not have.
Definitely not a hot chicken sandwich.
I said you did not have that.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
There you go.
I don't remember what the hell we got.
Well, you were drinking pretty good. Did your wife pick out your drink?
I was drinking, yeah. Actually, I picked this one out on my own.
You did?
I liked the name of it, and that's what drew me in. I think it was Raised by Animals was the name of the drink. Are you looking at the menu? If you're looking at the menu.
There's a drink there called Raised by Wolves.
That was it, Raised by Wolves. Yes.
Which, by the way, for people that don't know what it is.
What is it?
My bougie, wrinkled shirt partner.
What'd I get?
Got Pierre Ferrand Cognac, grapefruit, bison grass, Prosecco, and bitters.
Yeah, is that good?
I mean, if you want to drink grass, I guess
it tasted pretty good, man. I liked it.
Okay.
It wasn't bad.
The New York Mets got Max Scherzer. That's the only drink that matters right now.
That's right. I'm sipping that one up. By the way, listen to this baseball playoff format that's being proposed in the latest CBA. Tell me if you like it. Right now, we've got 10 teams making the playoffs, 5 in each league. The proposal calls for 14 teams, 7 in each league. The team with the best record.
Hold on. Still going 3 divisions in each?
3 divisions in each.
So 6 division winners. And then 8.
Let's go league by league.
Teams?
Let's go league by league to make it easier. National League has your 3 division winners.
Right.
And they'd have 4 wild card teams instead of 2.
So the 4 best records, not. So you could have multiple teams from a particular division.
Correct. 7 playoff teams.
Okay.
The team with the best record in the league automatically in the divisional series, no other problem.
So the division winner with the best record gets a break. Go.
The team with the second best record in each league gets to pick their first round opponent on live television. There'll be a Sunday night TV special.
One game?
It'll be a best of 3 with all 3 games in the building of the team with the better record.
Okay. What's the third division winner get?
They also get to pick their opponent after the other division winner picks their opponent.
Yeah, but hold on. Here's my question.
Yes.
Of the wild card teams, in which there'd be 4 of them.
Correct.
Are they playing head-to-head in any manner, like an elimination first, or
no? Nothing at all.
Do you get to...
In the American League, let's use the AL last year as an example. The Tampa Bay Rays had the best record. Boom, they're in the best of 5.
Good.
The Houston Astros would then get to select between the Red Sox, Yankees, Blue Jays, and Mariners who they want to play in a best of 3 with all 3 games at home.
Okay.
After that, the White Sox of the remaining teams would select who they want to play. The two remaining wild card teams would then also play a best of three.
And the winner of that plays the number one seed.
And the winners go into the next round, the divisional series.
But to play the number one seed, they got the bye, correct?
I assume the worst record left would
so
play
it
the
happens,
team with the
bye. So what you're saying, though, then is there's no benefit between being the second, other than having it at home, the second and third division winners are in the same spot as all four wild card teams.
They get all the games at
other
home.
Other than the fact the games are at home.
And they get to select who they want to play.
But they're playing in the same round.
Yes, correct. They are in that same best of three round that we saw during the pandemic year.
I love it.
I knew you were going to say,
why
do you love it?
Because there's more teams.
Yeah, but do you want to see on national TV Brian Cashman decide,
yes,
we want to play the Mariners?
Because that goes one of two ways.
Dude, it's dopey.
No, it's awesome.
It's a dumb reality
show. They're trying to create more TV moments that have intrigue, kind of like, you know, the NBA does very well. The NFL does very well, you know, with the draft, with all that stuff, right? Yeah, I like it, man. Ugh. I've always said, the more teams eligible for the postseason, the better.
No!
Bye, SNY. Thank you, Grubhub.
17? What is this, the NBA and the NHL?
I love it.
I hate it.
Of course you do. But you'll grow to like it when the New York Mets are one of those teams.
No.
Yeah, you will.
I'll always dislike a format I don't like. Will it benefit my team if they're in it?
That's
sure.
No, you've come around on other things that were fundamentally against your beliefs,
like,
as a fan.
What?
D to the H.
I've never come around on the DH.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare you lie?
You support it now.
No, I don't.
Your rationale is, I can no longer fight it. It's happening.
Well, that doesn't mean I like
but
it.
But you love it.
No, I don't.
You're all in on the DH.
You're just pushing my button.
You're all in on
I
it.
I can't stand the DH. Don't tell me that. Here's what I came around on. I thought you were going to use this as an example, but your memory is like a goldfish. The NBA play-in tournament. I like that.
Love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
I've grown to like that. I admit it.
Yeah. I think you'll grow to like the baseball, too.
17
you know
from
what'll
each
happen?
League.
There'll be a game or a series that is epic. And you'll say, oh, my God, thank God I got
no,
to watch that.
They're bastardizing the great game of baseball and its importance of the regular season. There's 162 games, yet 7 of 15 teams are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it means you're eligible.
Essentially half of the... By the way, Met fans, the Mets still wouldn't have made the playoffs last year, just for the record. I just want you to know that.
That's embarrassing. Is that right?
They still wouldn't have made the playoffs last year.
See? So nothing's guaranteed. See? Would the Phillies have made it?
The Reds and the Phillies would have been the two extra National League teams.
Boy, you wanted no part of that red hot Bryce Harper down the stretch. Bryce Harper alone might have taken two playoff games. Now you got the Phillies in the NLCS.
So if you're
the
Giants, actually they would have had a bye. So if you're the Brewers, who are you picking to play?
Now hold on, here's the question.
Yeah.
Are you after that first round? Is there another pick or it's seeded after
no,
that?
No, after that it's the divisional series, the series that we're used to, best of five.
So, but based on...
I would assume it's based on records, yes.
Right, so my question is, if a wild card team beat either the second or the third division winner,
mm-hmm.
that wild card team plays whom?
I would assume based on who's advanced, they'll go best record versus worst record.
Right.
But I don't know if it's gotten to that. And what's interesting in the ESPN article about that playoff format...
Is this happening? Is this part of the negotiations?
It's a proposal, but a lot
Who
of players...
Who made the proposal?
The owners. And
I'm going to tell Manfred right now, I love it.
A lot of the players don't like it.
Hold on one sec. I love it.
Great.
I'm telling Manfred right now...
Why?
I love it.
It's terrible.
Hold on. I love the new... playoff proposal.
An informed poll of executives at the GM meetings earlier this month revealed that the GMs were, quote, not thrilled with the idea of a televised event picking their opponents.
By the way, it's been confirmed through other sources that they obviously turned off the microphones when the fans were booing John Mara.
Oh, so that's what
that
did happen?
That has been confirmed now, okay. Yes.
Because when I watched it on YouTube, it was just, it sounded so odd the way
they
it just went to silence.
Throughout the presentation, we're turning the microphone on and off. Even a 79-year-old was able to notice that. That has now been confirmed through multiple independent sources.
Are they that sensitive about being booed?
And it's also people saying, Evan's Let's Go Met shirt... Looks like he took it right out of the bag before the show.
So true, yes.
And people wanted to know, what did you drink with the grilled cheese? Now we know.
Yes,
raised
by bandits.
Bisongrass.
I don't know.
I've done some boozy things in my day. I never once even saw Bisongrass on a menu.
I literally got the drink because it said raised by wolves. And I said, I'm getting it.
As opposed to tall and handsome.
Correct.
Which
I'm not tall and handsome. Why would I get that?
Which you could have got. No way.
I think it's a brand of vodka.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So it's cognac, grapefruit, vodka, and Prosecco? I don't know about that.
Look
dude.
At you judging.
Why would you put the vodka in that drink? Your vodka and cognac doesn't go together.
Tasted great.
Yeah, Bisongrass vodka.
Is that what it is? It's not just like Bisongrass?
I don't think so.
And will you call up American Whiskey at time real quick and find out what that is? Maybe it's that. Bisongrass. Maybe it is.
You should try one next time you go to the garden.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
No, stop by and get a drink.
It's called Zubrovka. That's Bisongrass vodka. Zubrovka. There you go.
Looks like there's grass in it, like Goldschlager has gold. There's grass in the vodka.
I loved it.
Oh, you got vodka with Bison.
We'll get crazy. Let's eat the grass.
Damn
right.
Then
we finish that bottle. Who gets to eat the grass?
And then right after I did that, I did a live hit with Big Mac and Loogie when they did the show on Friday. How'd that go? You guys have a good show?
We had a tremendous show.
Oh, you're right. There's a blade of grass in the bottle.
I didn't even notice that.
I don't know what's bougier. Him drinking vodka with Bisongrass in it, or you having your $12 shrimps in the Poconos?
In the Poconos? In Saratoga.
Pardon me, Saratoga. Yes,
I think the shrimp are bougier than the vodka.
I don't know, man. Having the balls to order vodka that's got a blade of grass inside of it. Might be bougie.
No regrets, baby.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Here's Mike at Comac. Mike, what's good, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? How you been?
Doing all right.
All right. Well, I'm going to get a card and go way back, but here we go. Mets fans for the Mets.
Mets fans for Yankees.
Yeah, Evan, we can finally do it, Evan. We can get away with it for now. We can finally celebrate.
Damn right.
By the way, I should tell Evan that. One sec, real quick, Mike. Mike, one second. Mike, one second. Mike, one second. Mike, Mike, one second. Hang on one second. I'm not going to hang up on you. One second. I just want to let Evan know that Zubrovka was illegal in the United States because the grass it's made from contains calmarin, which the FDA classifies as a substance generally prohibited for human consumption.
That makes it even more badass.
There you go. You are bad. All right, good, Mike. What's your question now?
So I know the Mets are spending money, but are we still in the hole now for Cano for two more years?
Yes. Yeah.
We may get stopped signing a second base.
Well, the Mariners are paying for the $24 million. So the Mets have to pay Robbie Cano $20 million next year. And I think the way the Mets are viewing it is that he's on the team, but I don't think they're relying on him. Like, I'd be really surprised if the Mets are viewing Robinson Cano as, hey, that's our second baseman.
He's ultimately a guy, like, if he's done, and listen, you'd have every right to think that he's done, that maybe, why take up a spot on the roster, write the check, and be done with it?
Yeah, but let him come to spring. Here's the way I view
Cano. Give
him
a chance, of course.
Let him come to spring training. I expect nothing out of him. He shouldn't be in any of your plans. And if he can perform, great. Maybe he's got a role on this team as a DH, as a bat off the bench. It's lost money anyway. If you write him a check to go away, you get nothing out of him.
Yeah.
Let's say he gives you
something. I'm not saying he did today. You give him a shot to show that is he a late inning bat for you?
Right.
He's not, obviously, you know, he's so injury prone and his career is essentially over. Right? I mean, he got pulled out of Azteca game the other day, whatever it was.
He's working his way back into shape.
Like, I give him credit that he's actually playing. Because a lot of guys who, you know, at his level would be like, just pay me, bitch.
Right.
The guy's actually playing like winter ball somewhere and got hurt again.
I don't think the Mets view Robinson Cano as somebody they're relying on. Like, they're not viewing second base as, hey, well, Robbie Cano will be the second baseman or Robbie Cano will be the DH. I think if he's there and he performs, great. If not, you write him a check and he goes away.
Chris was at the Giant game. He could tell you about them booing Mara. Go ahead, Chris.
How's it going, guys?
All good.
Yeah, no, I was there yesterday, and the moment Strahan said the word John for John Mara, that police went crazy booing him. It was insane. I was one of the people booing John Mara just because I'm fed up with
how bad
the Giants are.
That's the new thing Giant fans.
Did you start cheering when Strahan tried to say, hey, we've won before and we're going to win again? Did that turn you around?
No, not at all. I'll start cheering when Gettleman gets fired after the season. Then we can get a competent GM and start going from there.
Because you, what it is that yesterday's win, obviously you take it, it counts, it keeps you alive for the wild card, did absolutely nothing to make you feel better about the direction the team is going. It didn't make it look like the firing of Jason Garrett had an impact. Obviously, defensively, you know, the Eagles were more of a FUBAR job than you want to give credit to the Giant defense. And I'm saying that acknowledging four turnovers. They gave up twice on that last drive what would have been the game-losing touchdown. And only because, what's his name, can't catch a football.
Jalen Reagor, yeah.
And no, listen, take the W. I'm not saying you don't take it. Unfortunately, scoring 13 points at home yesterday didn't make Giant fans feel good.
So one thing that happened yesterday, and we haven't touched on it, just to show you how much is going on today, is there was a report by Ian Rappaport that the Giants are going to move on from Dave Gettleman at the end of the year. And here's what I find interesting. We all knew Dave Gettleman's gone, right? That's not the story. But the Giants aren't going to fire him. Our last caller just sparked it in my head. He said, I can't wait till they fire Dave Gettleman. They're not going to fire him.
Resigned?
They're going to give him a retirement. They're going to say, oh, well, it's a mutual parting of the ways. He's retiring. John Mara's going to have a flowery press release. We're so happy. We love you, Dave. And I wonder to Giant fans if that's going to be enough.
It's not.
You're going to have Gettleman gone, but you're not going to get him gone the way you envision him being gone.
No, and then obviously it depends who comes in and what they do. But no, Giant fans want blood.
There won't be blood.
And they deserve it, by the way. I back Giant fans on that completely. You should have booed Mara yesterday.
But at the end of the day, Craig,
and you want blood.
If he's gone, right? If Dave
doesn't matter how they do
it. Yeah, does it matter?
Now, listen, big picture, no. Emotionally, yes. You want Gettleman to be fired. You want the New York Giants to announce, like they did with Jason Garrett, very simple, Dave Gettleman is no longer associated with the New York Giant franchise.
And you also hit on something that's really connected to this. If they give Dave Gettleman a flowery thank you for your service, that implies they're going to replace him with someone from within.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you can't sell that to Giant fans.
No. No, because they're in that weird spot again where, depending how this, obviously, season comes to an end, we all agree it's not going to be a Super Bowl. You know, I don't even think it's going to be a playoff. This fan base, rightfully so, is going to say, I want a clean house. Because if you're going to go out there and get a legitimate general manager or candidate from outside the organization, you can't force feed a coaching staff to that guy. That guy's got to be able to say, these are the people I want. That's what the fan base deserves. You know, much like we would want that for the Jets. It's either all or nothing. So, listen, you still got 2 months to go in the season, and who the hell knows what's going to happen? I think Joe Judge survives the season, but we won't know until we know.
Beating Miami, which would mean winning back-to-back games for the first time this season, I think would go a long way towards giving the Giant fan a little bit of optimism.
Yeah, because then you're in the mix. I agree with you on that. Yeah. And by the way, they should beat the Miami Dolphins. The question is, are you going to score?
Thing is, the Dolphins have been playing really well lately. I mean, Tua was awesome yesterday. Their defense has been great. The Dolphins are one of the hottest teams in the league.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.